Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Bucks center John Henson. John, how you doing this afternoon, man?
Great. How are you?
We're doing well. I was at that game last night and impressed. Impressed by what I saw from you, John. Not just when you had the ball in your hands, but when you didn't have the ball in your hands and your movement and your involvement when other guys were handling the rock. Did they have a talk with you at all when Greg Monroe was traded about how your role was going to change, your minutes that you were going to get, et cetera, what they were looking for you once he was gone?
Nah, there wasn't really much talk. I think it was kind of assumed that you know, me and Thon were going to have to pick up the slack because obviously Moose is he's a starting caliber big. So anytime you lose a guy like that, it's going to affect the team makeup. And, you know, it was up to me and Thon to step up and, you know, play bigger parts and play bigger minutes.
Does the mindset change at all when you go up against a more physical type center like a Drummond, who you'll see with Detroit, or a Gasol last night, as far as how you approach the game when you're going up against some of those more physical centers?
Yeah, you know, those big guys, you want to get them tired. You want to be moving around. You want to, you know, rim run and do things of that nature to get them a little more tired, because they're a little easier to handle when they're tired. That's kind of my mindset. Even with Gasol, he was playing off me a lot and kind of playing towards Giannis and Chris. And so it was kind of up to me to make the right play, whether it was, you know, make a shot or make the right pass.
But, you know, if you look around the league, though, there's really no real true centers anymore. Yeah. In the league. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, you've got a lot of guys that look like you or play like you at that spot.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA is changing, man. You know, a lot of perimeter-oriented big men. You know, the center position is coming, you know, a more faster athletic position where you can switch on everything and rim protection and, you know, being able to finish around the rim. And, you know, that bodes well for me. And so I'm not complaining.
You know, I want to get some out of the way real quick, John.
Yeah.
Jokers be talking about you gaining weight. Would you broach that idea of gaining weight? Are you tired of hearing it? I'm good where I'm at. I'm straight. You know.
Yeah, I'm about 230, man, and I feel best when I'm about 230. I have gotten up to 240 before, but I usually either lose it or, you know, my knees start hurting. So 230 is a good weight for me, especially with our schemes, man. It's a lot of movement, a lot of, you know, I got to be up to touch, blitzing, running around, fronting. So, you know, I got to be able to move and be light on my feet, and you know, it's helping me out.
All right, so there you go, folks. John Henson, say I'm good.
Talking with Bucks center John Henson here on the Wendy's Big Show. They say
if it was 96, I might not have been good with Shaq and Ewan and them guys. But hey, that's not today's game.
John, you're still a very young man, especially compared to the people sitting in this room. They say that it's easier to keep weight on as you get older, though. Have you found that it's easier to keep the weight on now?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, this is the first time, you know, that I haven't really lost much weight as the season is progressing. Early on, I've kind of maintained it, and I think that's just because of my age, and, you know, eating habits have also gotten better, and, you know, we have a chef here cooking twice a day for us, it's good.
What's your favorite thing from the chef?
He actually cooked the Jamaican jerk chicken today.
Oh,
yeah.
Love jerk.
Yeah, he throws down.
John, when you know that you're going to get the minutes like you do now after John Henson was moved out, and you know you're going to be more involved, do you find yourself more focused, more in the zone going into a game night to night?
Yeah, you know, I told the media this. They actually asked me the same question. I was just like, hey, you know, it's a lot easier when I can mentally prepare 24 hours before a game, who I'm going to play against, how many minutes I'm going to be playing. I'm starting against someone. I can watch film on a guy that I'm going to be guarding, and I can go to sleep knowing, you know, having a certain mindset. And that bodes well for me, because the game is mental, man, as much as it's physical. And, you know, it's helped me out.
Hey, I saw Kevin Garnett was at practice today. How much do you get to work with KG when he's in town?
I try to fit my spots in, man. You know, he works with Giannis and Chris and Thon a lot. And, you know, more so than him just showing the stuff, his mentality and what he says, you know, how he thinks on the court is probably the biggest thing he gives to us, man. You know, he was one of the best, you know, power forwards ever. So, anytime he can come around and instill his knowledge in us, man, we're all ears.
So what does Bledsoe bring to your team that you didn't have, John, before?
I mean, you know, he brings that dynamic playmaker on the floor. He's a very intelligent player. He's fast. He's quick. Defensively, you know, he gets around screens. And I think that's the part that people don't even see, man. Our defense has been so much better with him out there, man. And it's no coincidence that we're 3-0, you know, ever since he started playing.
How does that help Giannis out?
Oh, it helps him a lot, man. Giannis can, you know, Giannis is a little more off the ball now that we have, you know, Bledsoe. And, you know, so he can get a little more rest out there. But, you know, Giannis is going to put up his numbers, and it's up to us to help him out and contribute as well.
We got a tweet early on in the show this afternoon, John, saying that the difference in your play when you're not as effective, and the difference in Thon Maker's play when he's not effective as it was early in this season, is the referees and the ticky-tack fouls that they might call on you guys. Have you noticed a difference in the way refs are calling you and Thon when things are going well for you guys compared to when it's not going as well?
Oh, no, man. They blow the whistle pretty fast on me, so I'm used to it. But, you know, the ticky-tack fouls we get, you know, we got to clean it up. I had a few last night that I could have pulled back from. But, you know, that's just part of me playing more minutes now. I kind of be more cognizant of the physicality, and sometimes I got to let things go. And, you know, that's just part of my growth as I start to play more.
That's Bucks center John Henson joining us on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show. John, love you here on the show. You're always, every time you guys are in town when we're doing our toy drive, you're out there with a big bag of toys. So everybody here on the Wendy's Big Show and the fan are rooting for you, man. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. Take it easy.
Same to you. John Henson joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized, common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.